MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
Well, happy to bring us some good news about the resumption or the start of the Major League Baseball season sometime next month. So it's going to happen.
It certainly is, Bill. Big news coming out last night as Major League Baseball and the Players Association did agree on plans for a 2020 season. As you mentioned, a second spring training will start on July 1st at teams' home stadiums. They will be tested for COVID-19 on arrival. Players, coaches, support staff will then be tested for the coronavirus every other day during spring training, the regular season and postseason. A 60-game regular season begins either July 23rd or 24th, and those 60 games will be played in 66 days.
You know, as some of these colleges are finding out, and even the NFL teams are finding out, some players are testing positive, and I wonder what spin and what impact that will have. We'll have to just play it out and see what happens, but it could put a wrench in some of this, I suppose, moving forward.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to happen. Even last night after this announcement came out, the first star player of Major League Baseball was announced tested positive. It's Rockies outfielder Charlie Blackmon. So, that's going to come up. Is that going to derail the start of the season? It could potentially do that. So we'll have to see, as you mentioned, how things will play out as we go forward with this new proposal.
One player? You're right. Let's start the season. Okay.
Yeah, that's all. We'll just put him aside in a closed room and move someone else in his place. That's all.
Well, Andy, anything else on the deal that was struck between the players and the commissioner?
Well, some of the other tidbits that came out with this proposal, the 40 games will be played against divisional opponents. The other 20 will be against interleague games against geographical equivalents. So for sake of the argument, the Red Sox will be playing their 40 games against the Yankees and the Blue Jays, Rays, Orioles, etc. And then their geographical equivalents will be teams from the National League East. So you'll see some games, obviously, against the Mets, Nationals, the Phillies, and the Marlins, and that type of thing. So that's how that will all play out. The exact schedule has not been released as of yet. There's a rumor floating already out there that the Red Sox will open their season against the Yankees. We'll see if that all plays out. Of course, when it comes to getting payers played, they will get paid on a fully prorated basis. So with the 60 games, they'll equal about 37% of their full season pay. There's also going to be a universal designated hitter, so I don't think you'll ever see a pitcher bat again in Major League Baseball. I think this is something that will be the trend going forward. And this is going to be a little bit of an interesting sidebar to games going forward. At least for this year, runners will be placed at second base in extra inning games during the regular season. I know the lower minor league levels did start that last year. So, come to the 10th inning, you automatically have a runner at second base. And, obviously that's a way to try to get the game speeded up and get them over with quicker.
You know, I'm not necessarily opposed. I'm like a purist, but I'm okay with the DH, and I might be okay with that rule. That might work, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, it's going to be a little interesting to see. I did see it in the minor league game last year. Obviously, it's something that we'll get more used to than universal DH I think I could deal with. But, having a runner at second base already to start the extra inning, that's going to take a little getting used to, but if that's what it's going to take to, get games underway and keep them moving along, I guess we'll have to abide by those rules.
All right. Anything else to share with us on the resumption of the of America's pastime?
Well, the season will start with teams having a 30-player roster that'll be cut down to 28 players after 2 weeks, and then 26 players after a month. Trade deadline pushed back from July 31st to August 31st. And some health and safety protocols that were agreed on. No spitting will be allowed or chewing tobacco.
Oh, man.
No, yeah, so we can't have the tobacco in your back pocket. But it says you can chew gum, which I thought was interesting. Generally, people that are chewing gum a lot may tend to spit as well, so I don't know how that's all going to go into play there, but we'll have to see. No high fives, fist bumps, or hugs allowed. Non-playing personnel will have to wear a mask in the dugout or the bullpen. There'll be no pregame exchange of lineup cards with the umpires. A ball's going to be thrown out once it's been touched by multiple players. I don't know how many multiple is, so we'll have to see how that all plays out. And if we kind of expected, no fans are going to be allowed in the stands.
Well, they practically throw out the ball after it gets touched once anyways, not in Major League Baseball, seems like.
That does seem to be the case. Balls do go out quite a bit, a little scuff here or whatnot. So, that's definitely... situation that does go out, so we'll have to see how that all plays out.
That's the miser of me showing up here, getting uncovered here. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All right, so, you know, folks tune into you, Andy, you know, for the latest baseball news for sure, but the Strat-O-Matic Red Sox season continues this week, and the Red Sox are out on the West Coast in Strat-O-Matic play and simulated play. So what happened?
Yeah, we'll keep following this, Bill, until the real baseball season starts, so don't worry about it. We'll keep on the Strat-O-Matic season for everybody. But last night, as you mentioned, they're out in Anaheim, and the Sox came away with a win 5-2 over the Angels. Eduardo Rodriguez allows one run in 5 2/3 innings. He improves to 7-5 on the year. Brandon Workman, save number 12. Rafael Devers hit his 12th home run of the year. Alex Verdugo, number 3. Jackie Bradley Jr. left the game in the ninth inning with a hamstring injury. So with the win, the Sox are now 36-44 on the season. They're still in fourth place in the AL East, and they remain 12 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays.
All right, there's some news today on David Ortiz. What do you have? Tell us about this story.
Yeah, Big Poppy in the news again. He's in a financial dispute with the mother of one of his children. Big Poppy's lawyers in the Dominican say the mother wants increased financial support, while Ortiz says he's always provided for his son. Ortiz and now his former girlfriend have restraining orders against one another. So news will follow David Ortiz wherever he goes, and I guess this is another example of it.
But you and I, we don't have restraining orders against each other, do we? I don't think so.
No, I think we're pretty good with this situation here, Bill.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Fine. All right, any other Red Sox news to share with us here today, Andy?
Well, they did sign another undrafted free agent, right-handed pitcher Robert Kiekowski from Marshall University. And, of course, if you're itching for Red Sox games, for the time being, you can still watch Red Sox Classics on NESN. This week, they're dealing with the 2018 postseason. All games start with the first pitch at 8 o'clock. And coming up tomorrow night, it'll be Game 3 of the American League Division Series. Sox at Yankees. Brock Holt becomes the first player to hit for the cycle in the postseason. Then on Friday, it's Game 4 of the ALDS. Sox and Yankees. Sox win the series 3-1. Then coming up on Saturday, Game 2 of the ALCS. The Sox will host the Astros at Fenway, and by doing so, they will even up that series at 1 game apiece. So some exciting baseball for Red Sox fans to keep an eye out for. And, you know, you just can't get enough of those classic games. If you ever happen to turn the TV on tonight, it's Game 1 of the American League Division Series, Sox and Yankees at Fenway.
Memories. All right, Ian.
Oh, good memories. Yeah. Always. And you always remind, I have to remind all of our listeners out there, Bill, that all games on NESN involving the Red Sox, you can be assured, put your money down on it, make some bets out there with some friends, and the Red Sox will win all of those contests.
Yeah, you don't have to go to bed upset, unlike the Major League Baseball Red Sox broadcast where they have them are, as we've said, fake news. Yeah.
You got it.
All right, Andy, anything else to share with us here?
Well, one of those final note I want to mention out of Major League Baseball, an award giving out earlier this week. Twins designated hitter Nelson Cruz was named 2020 Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award recipient, so that was a nice award given to Nelson Cruz, one of the better hitters in our game, power hitters, still going along strong as a designated hitter for the Twins, and you know, good stories coming out of Major League Baseball with that there.
All right, so it'll be interesting to see what it would be like watching Major League Baseball games without a crowd and without that crowd noise and whatever. So we'll
yes,
see.
It certainly will be interesting. You know, I've been trying to watch the Korean games on ESPN early in the morning, and you know, it does take some getting used to without the fans in the stands. It does take a little something away, but you know, we'll get used to it. I guess we'll have to if that's what we want to watch.
And you can't even invite a crowd over to your house to watch with a ton of people to get that effect either. So whatever.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Andy. We just turn the sound down and close caption it. Maybe that's it. That'll be our.
That's a good way to do it. Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah. Pretend we're at the bar. All right. Andy Carbone, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, and I'm Bill Newell.